Nope, not hardly nothing. But I've had to train her to do that stuff because she doesn't know. So to her, it's kind of, it's fun, but it's, you know, I keep hearing the old slogan, this is men's work, and I'm 75 years old. I shouldn't have to be doing this. I said, hey, I'm right there with you. I know. I've been doing it all my life. And she's like, well, that's different. You're supposed to do it. Well, let me show you how to do this, and I'll tell her what tool to get. And, you know, you tell her to go get a crescent wrench, and she comes back with a pair of pliers. And it's like, nope, that's the wrong tool. Or, you know, so I finally got her straightened around on pipe wrenches and crowbars and nail pullers and hammers and shit like that. And she's like, oh, that's why they got that. And I said, if you're down south, they call it a fiddle. What's a fiddle? I said, that's a crescent wrench. It fits everything. You just got to adjust it. So they call them fiddles down south. They don't call them crescent wrenches or channel locks, you know, stuff like that. That's not a pair of pliers. They got the beak on them like a bird. And I said, those are called channel locks. And, you know, she's having a riot learning some of this stuff. I got her, the sump pump went a little crazy the other day with all that rain. And I had to get her down there because I can't get down on the floor because I can't bend that far without doing something to my back or tearing that rod out. So anyway, she was grumbling about that, and she had to take the sump pump out. She says, what's in there? And I said, just water. And after she got all done, I told her what could be in there. I thought she was going to throw the darn thing at me, but she survived. She's still alive.
NHDOC. So you're going to owe her big time, you know, when all this is said and done, because it sounds like she's got a pretty good sense of humor trying to keep up with all of this and take her out for a nice dinner sometime.